The complete preliminary results show Afghan President Hamid Karzai with more than 54% of the votes and Abdullah Abdullah with less than 28%. Chief Electoral Officer Daud Ali Najafi informed reporters of the vote totals.
Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, 1,500,000.
The Abdullah campaign has complained for weeks that supporters of the president rigged the election, even at polling booths where Mr. Karzai had strong support. It is an allegation that has gained credence from neutral observers. The Election Complaints Commission has ordered a recount involving at least 10% of voting stations nationwide. The ECC, dominated by appointees of the United Nations, issued the order to the Afghan government's Election Commission, following hundreds of what it deemed serious complaints of ballot box stuffing and other allegations of fraud. European Union election observers questioned the validity of about a third of the ballots, nearly 1.5 million. EU observers tell reporters in Kabul that under suspicion are some 1.1 million votes cast for Mr. Karzai and 300,000 ballots marked for Mr. Abdullah. President Karzai's campaign calls the EU observer team's comments irresponsible. Karzai supporters say they are hoping that even after ballots deemed fraudulent are discarded, the president will still have more than 50% of total votes to avoid a runoff election with Mr. Abdullah. The head of the EU observer team, Philippe Morillon, says that in the meantime, the Karzai campaign should refrain from declaring victory.
Dr. Abdullah Abdullah, 1,571,581. Mohtaram Hamid Karzai, 3,093,256.
But recounting and certifying the results are expected to take some weeks, if not longer. A runoff election is supposed to be held 2 weeks after the final results are certified, but a second round of balloting might not be feasible if inclement weather sets in. That might leave Afghanistan with what many would view as an illegitimate government until the snow melts in April. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.